The beast rose at dawn.
I want the concentrated camp's clothes.
The speech he would make to the generals reverberating across the darkness of his brain. As he gazed bleary-eyed at his reflection in the mirror, he felt the surge of satisfaction that only such as he could ever know. Soon, his plan of ethnic cleansing would bear the fruit he desired. Soon, so soon. He could almost see it now. He could almost taste it. First, the Caucasian Christians would exterminate the Caucasian Muslims. Then, the Aryan Urals, the subhuman Asians and Hindis. Then, the light-skinned niggers, the black-skinned niggers. Then the whites, the white trash. Then the Christians would exterminate the Jews, the Muslims, the Christians, the Asians. And by then, the world would be a wild jungle of devouring. And the pure, unrestrained beast would reign supreme in Darwinian delight. And there would be chaos. And only the strong would live, as befits the true faith. The beast smiled when he thought of the Hindis selling their organs on the organ transplant black market. The beast shaved his face and whistled at his reflection. He was such a sly, handsome devil. He didn't know the destroyer had seen him.